Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon facing still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey y'all, I'm Jules. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me as always is the Spirit Doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hello, Kelly. What's up?
Hey, Jewel. I'm sweating. It's hot.
It's cold here.
I know.
So funny. I'm in Louisiana, right? Normally hot, humid, right? And we're recording these way ahead of time. But right now we just finished up Christmas and it got down to 18 degrees.
At least you don't have 4 feet of snow like Buffalo does.
No, this is true. We lucked out. It didn't rain. I talked to the elementals again. And I'm like, hey, it'd be great if we didn't get any rain and then have the, you know, freezing temperatures and all that. So we bundled up and my prayers were answered. We had electricity the entire time and we had water the entire time. So yay for that. So that always makes life a lot easier.
Yeah. It's been 72 and sunny all week. You can hate
me. Yeah, we're going to hit that now. Yeah. So now we're coming out of it. It's warming up to like 50s. And then I'm like, okay, cool. What's it going to be next week? Oh, 85. So, you know, 40 degrees. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, hold your beer. It's going to go up 40 degrees. Don't worry about it. So
that's the rule in Boston.
Yeah.
That's the rule in Boston. So
yeah.
Enough about the weather. We've got some cool stuff to talk about.
We have some really cool stuff. We have a very awesome guest today. Very fun guest. We have Mr. Lee Holden.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, Kelly. Nice to be here with you guys, Jules. Kelly, you're hot. I was going to say it's cold around most of the country. Maybe she got her chi turned up.
I'm in Boquete, Panama.
Oh, Kelly, you did not tell me that. I thought you were like in the Midwest or something.
Nope.
Yeah, she's next door to a volcano of all things. We're freezing. She's got a volcano.
She's on
the volcano.
Yeah.
No wonder you're warm.
You know what I found out yesterday? I found out that there is a place in Vulcan, which is on it's the direct opposite side of the volcano from where we are, but the same height, same elevation, where you can go down to the bottom of the dip in the road, put your car in neutral, and the magnetic pull of the volcano will pull your car backwards back up the hill. I'm totally doing this.
I'm coming to visit, Kelly.
I'm there, you know.
If there's a guy holding a Qigong class, it's me, because I want to see that pull of your car.
There you go.
I'm going to stand behind you and pretend like it's me doing it with my energy.
That would be awesome.
I love that.
You guys, we got a plan. We got a plan.
Yeah, you can stay, man. We like you. So Lee, you've got a pretty kick-ass TV show going on
PBS, Public Broadcasting Station.
Yeah, public television. Yeah. PBS, American Public Television. Exactly. You know, it's the great TV show, because I mean, the TV station, there's no advertising and it's all done by the public, which is so fantastic. And we got a great show on there called Your Fountain of Youth. And I mean, who doesn't need a little of that these days? Sign me up. Yeah. We need a fountain of youth and we need a volcano that pulls our car backwards, and we're living good life.
Put the two together and life is perfect, right?
Here we go. Yeah. Hey guys, if you can't get to Panama, you got the Fountain of Youth show. And we'll tell you all about how to do that and what it's all about. You know, because this is it's a practice that comes from, you know, a long time ago. It's an ancient practice. It's movement, it's breath, it's stretching, it's flow, all put together in a really accessible way. And it helps people prevent disease and live longer. So it's a cool, cool practice. It's called Qigong. Qi, like your life force energy. And Gong simply means like a skill at working with it.
Well, so I have also heard it pronounced Qigong because of the Chinese or the Japanese. The Japanese call it Qi, right?
That's right. You're right. You're right. And in Japan, they call it Qi-Ko. Like, but Qi, K-I, is the same word as Qi, which in China is spelled Q-I or C-H-I. And both of them mean life force energy. So people have heard of Aikido. Qi in there is the same word. And Tai Chi, there's the word again. And they all come from Qigong practice. So Qigong is the oldest, most ancient part of this practice. And then there's offshoots like Aikido, like Tai Chi and all these things. But the roots are Qigong. And it's also the roots of martial arts, too, which is really interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've talked about Aikido as being the defensive martial art and the way that you use your aggressor's energy against them to pull them off balance and all of that. So we've had that conversation, but I did not realize that Tai Chi was an offshoot of Qigong. So that's fascinating. So tell us how one uses, you know, I had this conversation with your assistant when we were talking about getting you on the show. She was like, oh, well, you know, we'll get you on the show. And I'm like, but Qigong is a visual thing. It's an activity. How are we going to do this over the over an audio platform? So I'm interested to hear how you're going to get this across, because she assured me that you were like, yeah, no problem. So tell me.
Hey, I feel like I have an easy job. If volcanoes can pull cars backwards, I definitely can give your readers to understand Qi, and we'll give them experience without them having to see what we're doing. It's going to be I'll take them through a great practice to feel their energy. You don't have to stand up. And that's the thing. The most difficult part of this practice is how to say it, you know, like Qi Gong, like what is that? But the easy part is actually feeling it and utilizing it. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people all across the country on our own website, you know, getting the benefits of this, and the benefits are many. And, you know, the show on public television, it reached over 50 million households. And it used to be called Less Stress, More Energy. And that's kind of the promise of this practice, is to keep our stress levels low and to give us more energy. And I think, you know, Who doesn't want a little more energy, right, guys?
Sign me up right now.
Yeah.
All right. So how
do I do this?
You guys just want to jump right on in, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
Unless
so
you want to give us Qigong a background.
So I wonder if your readers understand energy. It sounds like with a name like Spirit Sherpa, people are understanding this concept of energy. I mean, energy is everything. We could talk about it in more of like a spiritual sense. We could talk about it more in a science sense, quantum physics. But energy is everything. And the thing about energy is that it's mysterious. I mean, the energy within us is a mysterious force. Qi also translates to aliveness. So you guys think about, what is this energy that keeps us alive? We all know that we're alive, but nobody knows how that works. And so the Chinese gave it this word qi. And there's many different kinds of qi. There's the qi you get from breathing. That was called zong qi. That means the qi of your breath. There's your heart qi. There's the qi you get from food. There's the qi you get from nature or from each other. And so there's many different kinds of qi. And that's all contributes to your overall energy and your overall aliveness. And so the gong, how do we work with our energy in very skillful ways? Now, if we break it into three different aspects, we have the energy of your body. That would be like your health, your vitality, your wellness. We have the energy of your emotions. How well are you using your emotional energy? How skillful is your emotional balance or your emotional aspects of yourself? And you have your consciousness or your mind. How well are you using the energy of your mind? And then how well are these all three integrated? And so in Qigong practice, that's what we're going to look at. So we're going to do movement. We're going to do meditation. We're going to do breath work, all as a way to help balance the overall energy that you have within yourself.
So you just listed different types of qi. Do the different types of practices correlate to the different types of qi, or are they just overall towards each other, you know, blanket?
Yeah, great question. And they all contribute. So for example, you know, Qigong practice often is exercise, stretching, breath work, and flowing meditation, like these mindfulness in motion types of practices. And, you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, we don't always have time to go to the gym, a yoga class, and a meditation class all in one day. Well, Qigong gives you all of that in one cohesive practice, which is why I really love it. It's very time efficient, and it gives you so many benefits in a short amount of time. And it's like some people have a hard time sitting down and meditating. So Qigong is more of an embodied type of meditation. So it calms the mind by moving your body. So let's give people an experience of their energy first. So let's take like 1 minute and let's see if we can all feel our energy. And don't do this if you're driving, guys, because you're gonna do this with your hands. So if you're driving, just wait till you get home or pull over and feel your chi for 1 minute and then go back to driving. So you're gonna take your fingernails and touch them together. Okay, we all got that, right? And it's kind of that first knuckle above the fingernail is touching as well. Now, the ends of your meridians, your energy pathways, are right there at the fingernail. So if you rub back and forth, if you rub your fingernails back and forth vigorously, so that's quickly and sort of firmly. And as you do this, take a couple of deep breaths, just in through the nose and go ahead and exhale out through the mouth. We're just going to breathe and we're going to stimulate these acupressure points and see if you can do it a little more vigorously, a little quicker. Take another deep breath. Good. And then just bring your hands down into your lap. And I want you to see if you feel your fingers, your hands, your palms kind of vibrating, buzzing and tingling with energy. Yeah, we got that?
Yes, I do.
You are feeling your chi. This is
Shut
energy.
Up.
That is your chi right there.
I found my chi.
Jules, you found your chi.
I found my chi.
And it wasn't even in Panama.
Right?
That
would really suck for me.
Yeah. I'm glad your chi is right with you.
Yes, chi is right with me. I'm good.
Hey, wherever you go, there's your chi.
There's,
you
know, my chi.
It's always with you. Yep. And you, like I said, it's your life force energy. And a lot of times our energy is sort of dormant. We don't feel it. We get sluggish. We get fatigue. We get stressed out. And when your energy becomes activated and it's circulating, we feel healthy, happy, and more fulfilled. It's just directly related. So as we start to activate and move energy in our bodies, we just feel better. And this is an ancient practice, and it was part of the medicinal system. And I don't know about your listeners or you guys, if you know how the medicine used to work, but it was brilliant. And here's how it worked. You would go to your doctor, your healthcare practitioner, and their job was to keep you healthy. If they're keeping you healthy, you pay them a monthly fee, kind of a monthly stipend, membership kind of thing. As soon as you got sick or had problems, you stop paying. So how is that? You get sick, you have a problem. Hey, I'm not paying you. Imagine going to your doctor and saying, hey, I got neck pain. I got a headache. This is wrong. So you're not doing your job, doctor, because your job is to keep me healthy. This was true healthcare. This is preventative medicine. So Qigong practice sprung forth from this true healthcare, because if people are circulating energy, if they're breathing properly, they're exercising, and their stress levels are low, you stay healthy. And so because nobody makes money in the Western world unless people are sick, it's our job to take care and prevent problems. And managing our stress can be really high, probably number one. If you keep your stress levels low, you are going to be in way better health. And Qigong, I find, is one of the best practices to manage stress. It's so effective. And it also gets us out of pain and discomfort. And it's just a wonderful practice. You know, and I learned about this early on. I was 19 years old playing competitive soccer and I had an injury, and Western medicine didn't do anything for me. And I went and leaned into my martial arts roots and I got an acupuncture treatment and somebody showed me Qigong exercises. And all of a sudden I'm out of pain and I'm like, why aren't more people doing this? And so it's been kind of a mission of mine. And I've been passionate about it for, you know, now more than 30 years.
Yeah. Speaking from experience, I moved to Panama 6 months ago. I've lost 15 pounds without trying. And I'm eating more crap than I've ever eaten, but I'm also eating a lot more fresh fruit and a lot more vegetables. But I'm just less stressed. That's really all it is. 15 pounds is stress. It's all stress. It's just, living in the US right now is stressful if you're an empath. It's the energies that are just endemic is stressful. And the moment we got here, the volcano has properties. It has magnetism. It has crystals. It has all kinds of minerals that don't exist elsewhere other than on volcanoes. And so there are energetics to the volcano. They call it tranquilo, right? You come here and it's called tranquilo. It's just you're tranquil, right? And it's really hard to get upset here. Really, you have to work to get upset here.
Hey, you know what? Qigong is like the Panama within yourself then.
You take a little bit
of those tropics, that really chill vibe, and you can, you know, you can't always move to Panama, but you can always bring that vibe you're talking about, Kelly, to yourself. And that is a perfect example. You know, Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but I worked with Weight Watchers. I was their kind of beyond the scale leader for like 3 years, and I designed all their movement and meditation and practices. And it was the most successful program that the company's ever run outside of their core curriculum. And it worked so well, just like you're talking about. We got people out of stress. They started shedding pounds because when you're stressed, your body moves energy away from digestion. When you're relaxed, that's why parasympathetic, what's it called? Rest and digest. Sympathetic's called fight or flight. So that's stress mode. Parasympathetic is called rest and digest. Well, what does Qigong practice do? It puts you right in parasympathetic. You're relaxed, you lose weight, and you get out of pain.
So now can anybody do this? As far as, because like
I can do this.
I have a dance background, right? So okay. but I can imagine people, I'm not coordinated. I don't have good balance. I blah 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 blah. Yeah. So what kind of things do you do in Qigong, because I know nothing about this, and that I can do. So you mentioned I don't have to stand. So could this be also for someone who has trouble standing or they're recovering from an accident or illness or something?
Yeah. And even one of our programs is a seated practice. So we do it in the chair as part of that Fountain of Youth, all those programs. Hey, we got to start exactly where we are. You know, we just start where we are at and everybody's breathing. If you're breathing, you can improve it. So Qigong is going to be breath work. So if everybody wanted to do some Qigong right now, take a very slow breath through your nose and a very slow, long exhale through your nose. And you immediately start to feel your nervous system just start to calm down. So even if there's lots of stress going on around you, you don't have to internalize it. You don't have to take it in. You can stay centered, calm, and balanced. And this is why, you know, Qigong was a core practice to all the martial artists because it helps you to stay centered and calm even in the face of adversity. And we're right now, Kelly, like you were saying, you know, we're not in martial arts confrontation, but there's a lot of adversity around us. And now modern life adversity is emotional. It's mental. It's, you know, it's the way in which we use our own minds and worrying about the future and remembering the past. And how do we do this more skillfully so that we stay balanced and we stay healthy and we start to cultivate more joy and happiness in our moments? And that's what I love about this practice. It's very accessible for those goals.
Well, and if you're somebody who's subject to panic attacks, a slow, deep breath in and a slow, controlled, deep breath out, you cannot physically panic and breathe deeply and slowly at the same time. They are mutually exclusive. And so if you want to break a panic attack, you just count your four breath, count to four in, hold for four, count for four out. It's called box breathing. Hold for the out for four. And that reduces the stress levels. It breaks the panic. It also helps if you stop thinking about it. Walk through a doorway, do something else, you know, focus on something else.
Yeah, that's a great point. And we use this breathing. And then what we'll also do is synchronize breath with movement. So if you're doing that, let's say that four breath count, that box breathing, if you synchronize it with movement, it also then gets your body involved. Now your body's involved, you're out of your head, you're out of those thoughts that causes the emotions to escalate. And so it's a really beautiful practice to desensitize, especially trauma or stress, and just take your stress levels, you know, from, you know, out of 10, if you're at an 8, it brings you right down to a 4 in just a few minutes. And now everything's manageable, which is beautiful. I call these like chi breaks, because you're not doing a full 30 minutes to an hour kind of class. You're just using very specific targeted exercises for a specific situation like anxiety, like a panic attack. Maybe Kelly, I could show a couple pressure points and show a technique to get people out of anxiety and lower anxiety really quickly. And it's going to be pressure points, because I know you guys can't see me. So this is a really easy one to do. I'm going to show you two exercises, and they'll go together for lowering stress and lowering anxiety. The first one is you're just going to tap right in the center of your chest. You're just going to tap in the center of your chest. Then you're going to do that breath that Kelly suggested. Inhale 4, hold 4, exhale 4, hold 4. And you do that just a few times as you're tapping the center of your chest. And try tapping a little stronger, little firmer tapping. And do a little box breathing. And a few rounds of box breathing as you're tapping is just going to disperse stress, tension, and tightness. And then just bring your hands down in your lap. And I want you to feel the chi again. Now in the center of your chest, a nice little buzzing. And in your hands, maybe other areas in your body, you're feeling this lightness. And the lightness is the energy circulating. Stress and anxiety is chi, we call it chi stagnation, where stuff isn't moving, it's getting stagnant. And your body, your energy system is like water. When it moves, it's healthy. When it's stagnant, it's not healthy. And so what we're doing is freeing up that energy. I said I was going to show you two, so I got one more to show you. You can feel it up your arms?
Yeah, too? I can feel it up and down my arms.
Yep. Your meridians are open. That's fantastic. Jules has got her chi circulating. Yeah. The other one I want to show you is a little bit of a shaking technique, and you see athletes do this. You see an athlete before an event. Just imagine the Olympics. Why do they shake their bodies? Because they're under a lot of pressure, nervous tension, anxiety. They don't want to go into panic. They want to go into peak performance, and we should all be able to do that. So take your hands down to your sides and just shake like you're an athlete. Shake your arms, your shoulders, your fingers, and take a few breaths again. Just inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose. And if you wanted to, if you were feeling anxious or stressed out, you could exhale through the mouth as a cleansing or a clearing. So you inhale nose, exhale out through the mouth, and really shake out the wrists and hands, and then relax. And now put your hands in your laps and feel the chi moving in your hands, your arms, your shoulders, maybe in your chest or your upper back. And just take a slow, conscious breath, and you'll feel energy in your body. Very nice. Very nice, you guys. I think we got people to feel their chi. If they did those exercises, you're going to feel a little something. That electricity is your chi. Now, sometimes people say, well, isn't that just my nervous system, my nerves, or my blood flow is increased because I moved? Well, yes, absolutely. But behind all that, let's say your heartbeat, that's where the source of your blood comes from. What is that? Well, it's electricity. It's an electrical impulse. We call it heart chi. But nobody knows how that started. Nobody knows why it continues. It's a great mystery. And the light in your mind and the power between your brain and your body is electricity through your nervous system. And that is also very mysterious. Nobody quite understands how that works and how all of that functions. So your electricity in your body is the power behind your heartbeat. It's the power behind your nervous system. It's what allows your brain to have a thought, or you able to see an image in your mind, right? There's no projector in your brain sending you lights anywhere. It's miraculous. And that's what is so important to remember, that you are a miracle. And that miracle is energy.
Well, and we talk a lot about energy on this show. So, you know, this is one of those things, you know, guys, when we talk about magic a lot and manifestation and using your energy to focus your intent, and you cannot utilize your energy unless you have access to it. And it's practices like this that give you access to your energy. And this is why we do all the personal growth work we do, to clear out all of the cruft and the ick that gets in the way of our energy flow because of our belief structures. And this is why we do the intention settings and the focus and the stillness and the presence work, because it does this. And this is the next level of that, right? Where we're doing the actual movement and the flow of the energy work. This is why we do all of these things together. And people are like, oh, well, you know, I learned wellness over here and I learned personal growth over there and da 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 da. And I just, you know, you get little pieces of this and that, but it doesn't get stitched together. This is where the relevance comes in when you stitch it all together, right? When you stitch it together, you create transformation in your life, in your body, in your energy field, in the world, right? And that's what we're doing here. That's what we do on this show, is stitch everything together. And so this is so important.
That is so cool. I mean, sometimes what I talk about is cohesiveness. And again, I'll use a water analogy. If water all moving together, it's powerful. So if you want to create something and you get your energy cohesive, you have power. When it's not cohesive, it's a puddle. It doesn't have that kinetic force. And so when you're working with your energy, you're working with your own power. And when you combine chi and intention, you really line up the energy system and mind together. I forget when it was. It was maybe a year or two ago, but on my website, I have Qigong for Manifesting. And we embody certain movements with intentions, and it becomes very powerful. And it's a really wonderful practice to do intentional work, and especially envisioning or creating something you want to create. When you put it to movement and meditation and using intention, it becomes cohesive, like you're talking about, Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. And manifesting in particular, you have to be the person who already has the thing that you're trying to create in order for you to be willing to receive it, right? And there's that give and take, right? It's like we become the thing that we then resonate with, the thing that we're desiring, right? And so it's the harmonics of the resonance that we create through our beingness, through our energy field, that pulls whatever it is that we're desiring to us, as well as puts us in a position where we've already done the work to say, yeah, I deserve it. I can have it. I accept it. I receive it, right? Because I watch people all the time manifest stuff and then they go, no, I was just kidding. I'm like,
yeah, this gives you the opportunity to step into it, to embody it. You know, like you said, I mean, you got to act as if it's happening now. And if you can get that also in your body, if you're embodying it, it becomes that much more real in your consciousness.
We're right on, you and me, right on a level here. We got
yeah,
this feeling.
Yeah, we are. Let's do it. Manifesting right. Some good stuff, 2023.
Right? So, okay. So this is amazing. And I know that everybody out there is going to be going, well, I got a little bit of it. How do I get more? I want more. I want more. Where do I get more? Where are they going to get more? Tell them how to get more.
Well, we got some great stuff. I mean, we got a lot of free content in our YouTube channel. That's Holden Qigong. Check out your PBS station. Look for Your Fountain of Youth with Lee Holden. And HoldenQigong.com. We're giving away 2 weeks free of our video class subscription. Holden Qigong. It's Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N, Q-I-G-O-N-G. That's how you spell Qigong, Q-I-G-O-N-G. And just sign up for a free 2-week trial. You don't even have to put in a credit card. You just get to try 2 weeks for free. You come into class with me, and you will get your qi flowing.
I'm signing up as soon as we sign off.
Okay. Sign off when you sign off.
Signing up when we sign off. Okay.
We'll call it Bring the Volcano to You.
There you go. There you go. Unleash your inner volcano.
That's it.
Yeah. We got all kinds of great stuff coming out of this. Discussion.
All of this will be in the show notes, guys. So if you are driving or whatever and you can't write it down, don't panic. It's in the show notes. So we'll make sure all those links are in the show notes for you too. And so I'm feeling called to ask you. So normally at the end of an episode, I do a Kellyism, which is like a wrap up, like one liner that wraps up the idea. And for some reason, I want to throw it to you because I feel like you've got it.
Oh, fantastic. You're throwing it over to me. That means I get to wrap it up. Wow. The Li Qi-isms. Okay. So guys,
I love it.
Keep the qi flowing.
There you go.
I feel like that's it right there.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Stay
that's how we like
in
them.
The flow. Yeah.
I love it. We're going to have him back. I'm just letting you know.
So. Yeah.
So, I'll come by the way, anytime. Guys, you guys are too fun.
Yeah. By the way, guys, Li is going to be joining the Spirit Sherpa by Kelly Sparta Facebook group. So by the time this episode airs, he will be in the group so that you can ask him questions. So if you are not a member of the Spirit Sherpa by Kelly Sparta Facebook group, please go join so that you can see what's going on in there. And, you know, who knows what he's going to post, because he will post some stuff. And, you know, we love to stay in touch with our guests in that way. So please, by all means, come and join us, and you can find him there too. Okay. So I think that's what we have for this week. You want to wrap us up, Jewel?
I can do that, because that's all that we have for this week, folks. Tune in next time when Kelly adds another chapter into your guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Jules, here with Kelly Sparta and Li Holden, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Resting place, driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.